This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Gulf Coast Blue Jays manager, former Lansing Lugnuts catcher, Lugnuts coach here for the Crosstown Showdown and for the playoff series, Luis Hurtado. Luis, welcome back to Lansing.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you. It's glad to be here again in the beautiful city of Lansing. There's a lot of memories coming to my mind. But one of the things, like, I'm always appreciated is you always be there, and you always, like, take the time to give me the interview and give me the chance to talk to you and talk to the fans, like Lansing Lugnuts fans.
Thank you, Luis. Let's talk about your Gulf Coast season. How did things work out for your Blue Jays this year? What did you enjoy?
One of the things that I enjoyed the most was that you got a really young group of guys this year. We got guys like 17 years old, 18 years old, coming from Dominican. Also, we got our first round pick this year, coming from high school. The good thing is you see the players development as a person, and then most like you're looking for is more as a baseball players. So it was great to do the best of me with those kids, especially trying to develop them on the field and off the field too.
It was amazing to me. You had a period of time this year. I would look into your box scores, and I would see rehabbing Vladimir Guerrero Jr., rehabbing Logan Warmoth, and there's Jordan Groshans, and there's Miguel Araldo, and there's Leonardo Jimenez. What kind of talent would you watch on a daily basis?
Yeah, that was exciting to watch those kids. The way that they play, the way like they go by the business. Like they're looking like we got so many talent in our organization right now. That's really, really nice to see every single day. And I was glad that I have those players in my team.
How is Jordan Groshans, the first rounder?
He's a great kid. He's got a good long ways to grow up as a baseball player, but he's got the tools, he's got the skills. He can control his barrel most of the time, and then defensively he's made some good strikes and good improvement defensively wise too.
Some more of your infielders. How's Leonardo Jimenez?
Jimmy is one of those guys like you. When you get Jimmy in the lineup, you say like you're safe, and he's playing hard the whole time. And defensively, he's one of the smartest guys I've never seen for his age. He makes some like smart plays that you never thought about it for a kid like 17 years old. So he's a great kid, great defensive player, makes some strides hitting wise too. But he got a great talent too.
Another high school draftee. How's Addison Barger?
Wow, I call him the warrior. he's one of the guys like when you got Addison Barger in your lineup, you see him like he's gonna work his ass off all the time, man. He play hard. He can play second, short, third, and he never complains about anything. He's really hot, and then it's not easy to play in the GCL because of the weather. He always one of the guys. I think he plays almost like 49 games out of the 53. Mm-hmm. So he probably just rested like four or five games. He didn't play. And then he always was ready to play every single day and run hard and play hard. So I was glad that I met and I coached Addison Barger this year.
Another player that came with you to Lansing. How's Miguel Araldo?
Giraldo, he's a young kid. He got really good tools, good arm. He's got some power too. He started his season in Dominican. He went to Dominican. He got success in Dominican. He showed mature, and then I got him the last 2 weeks of the season, and then he was the guy like he can really play defense. Mm-hmm. He improved a lot in his throwing accuracy. That was one of the things that he needs to work on it. And as soon as he get back from Dominican, he show improvements on his throws and his defense too. So really good talent, power, and his approach. He's one of the best. He's got better when he came back from Dominican.
Eraldo is here along with a number of the other players that you coached. How about Jose Rivas?
Rivas, a little kid, plays second base. He's fun. He's fun to watch. He's one of the guys like you never wait to see something good on him. He runs hard. He always makes the little things bigger. Mm-hmm. Also, I got one of the things like I never see before.
Yeah.
He stole home play in my last game of the season.
Straight steal.
So that's I never saw that before, and then he did it. So he's really fun to watch.
Were you coaching third base at the time?
Yeah, I was coaching third base, and I was completely like surprised. I was like, "What's he doing?" And as soon as he took off, and he's diving home play, and the umpire called safe, I say, "Well, thanks God."
Let me ask you about a couple of the outfielders, Stuart Baroa and John Solarte.
Well, basically Baroa, that's the guy like you always want to have in the lineup. Like he's a guy like he's your leadoff guy. He can be leadoff guy or he can be your nine hole hitter. Speed guy, he stole like 17 bases this year. Really good kid. He never gives up. He always one of those guys like you want to be in your team. He always like trying to root for the team. He's one of the best teammates that I haven't seen as a player, as a coach right now. Then the players love him. The way that he plays hard every time. He runs hard 90s, basically 90 for 90. So he never give up. So he's good kid, good outfielder, strength, good arm. He can play all three outfielders. We got him today in center field, but he can play left, he can play right. And also, this year, he played a couple games at second base, and he did it pretty good. So he can move it around. He's a good talent, too.
John Solarte.
Solarte, I didn't see him too much this year because he wasn't Dominican, but I've been working out with him the last week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So he's showing, like, he's enjoying the game. So yeah. when you get a guy like enjoy the game, like he always smiling, he wants to get better, he wants to do the things right. So that show you something. And then that's what he showed me already. It's the smiling in his face, the things like he wants to be better. Working out better and do the right things, show like he's a good player. Either like I didn't see him play, so that was gonna be my first time watching him play today.
And of the pitchers, Williams Moreno, what stood out to you?
Williams is a kid like when he's get ahead, he's a good kid. He can throw a fastball. He's got a good breaking ball.
Mm-hmm.
The key for him is get ahead.
Mm-hmm.
If he's get ahead of the hitters, he's going to be really good. And then also we got him from Dominican too.
Yeah. Adam Klopfenstein, I think you saw for two appearances.
Yeah, I saw him. We saw him this year for two appearances. He threw two innings this year for us. He's got a good sinker. Mm-hmm. He's got like four pitches. He's got slider, breaking ball, changeup. And then good sinker. So he was our third round pick. He threw 92 to 96. He's pretty good talent too in this organization.
Did you see Joel Frank Concepcion last year?
Yeah, he was with me in the GCL last year. He's a big tall guy. He's got power. He's overpowered sometimes at the fastball, but when he's command his fastball really good, he's unhittable. Because he throw over arm slot.
Mm-hmm.
So he's really difficult to hit against him.
How hard does he throw?
He's probably hit sometimes 98 to 99, ooh, 96. But basically his average is 94. 94 and hit sometimes 96, 97.
With Luis Hurtado, manager of the Gulf Coast Blue Jays this year, which players did not come with you who you were impressed by this past season?
Well, Addison Barger. Addison Barger was one of the guys like I would like to bring over here, but he's going to to instructional lead next in a couple of days. So he's taking the off day. We got good group of guys. We got Moreno. Yeah. He wasn't early in the season. He finished in Bluefield. And we got Lantigua. So basically, we got a good group of guys this year that stand out to me and then helped me a lot in the season.
Luis, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
No, thank you, JC, again. And then it was great to be here again with the Lansing fans. And then, well, just come to the ballpark, enjoy, and then wait for the playoff series, too.
It's an exciting time of year. Luis Hurtado, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.